This podcast is a member of the OOMF Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may OOMF.
Hey guys, this is Tina Wells.
And this is Amanda Colling.
And we are
the Witches.
We are here again, and I'm so excited. How are you, my friend?
I'm fabulous. How about you?
I'm so excited and fabulous because this is our first studio recording.
Yeah,
and
hell yeah.
Dito natin masasabi lahat, magiging 100% na tayo ngayon.
Yeah.
And because we are 100%, first order of business is let's talk about
fuck boys, baby.
Yeah. What about the fuck boys? How about let's talk about how to beat the fuck boys in their own game?
Yeah. How to spot fuck boys and how to beat them at their own
okay.
game. Have you ever dated a fuck boy though?
Oh, of course. Hello. Like before, I'm a fuck boy magnet.
Why so, would you do that?
I know. Like, how would you know? How would you know that if the guy is a fuck boy? How can you spot of a fuck boy? Like, do you need to be a fuck girl to know that?
I can feel from their energy where I'm kind of psychic when it comes to
well, not everyone is psychics, you know?
Isa sa mga sign na fuck boy yung dinidate nyo is pagka he doesn't take you out on dates and gusto ka lang niyang makasama when he wants to fuck.
Yeah, actually, it's so easy to spot a fuckboy, lalo na if you know how you want to be treated. If the guy is wala siya dun sa level ng mga what you want in a person, especially, it's called fuckboy. It's a boy, for God's sake. You cannot change that. It's not a fuckman. Mm. So anyway, fuckboys, they just love to play games. Hindi sila makakommit into one thing. If they invite you out, they can easily cancel you because they don't care. Basically, fuckboys don't care. They can date multiple women. They will play your feelings. The moment na pinaramdam sa'yo ng isang guy na hindi mo siya mapagkakatiwalaan or may doubt ka dun sa situationship nyo, definitely he's a fuckboy. Because a real man won't make you feel any type of way na ganun.
Yeah.
So it's so easy. Cancels plans with you, doesn't take you out on a proper dinner. Alam mo yon, doesn't treat you like a real woman.
Yeah. But actually, if nag-evolve na rin yung mga fuckboys, ha, I've dated a fuckboy na took me out on a dinner, nice dinner.
Because, ito na mga fuckman na to, no? Ito yung mga nasa age na natin to, di ba? They're still like fuckboys.
Kaya I hooked up with them on the same night because 1 year na siyang nagme-message sa akin. So, nafe-feel ko na fuckboy vibe siya. Kaya hindi ko siya pinapansin. Unang message niya sa akin, "Hi babe, wanna catch up?" Sa isip ko, babe, first of all, hindi tayo close, but so mo ko tatawagin like, babe? Ano yan, generic opener mo sa messenger?
Kapag meron na agad pet name.
Oo nga, actually. Okay, na-turn off ako doon. Nahalata ako lalo na fuckboy siya. Tapos, sabi niya, catch up. Diba, you say catch up pagka matagal mong hindi nakita yung person and then when you meet up, you're catching up. I've never met him. We've never met
but he said
before
to catch up.
So, double turn off. First, he called me babe nang hindi nararapat, nang hindi deserve. Second, yung vocabulary niya, nagkulang. Tinimbang siya, ngunit kulang.
Bakit?
Catch up. Okay. He only use it for someone na na-meet mo na before.
Well, maybe his first language is not English. Maybe your standard is not like siya, di ba?
I think hindi niya first language yung English. But for more than a year, niyayaya niya ako. Tapos, I was gonna go Dubai nung May 2021. Hindi ako pinayagan ng immigration for whatever reason.
Because you're a woman. No, I'm kidding.
Hindi ako pinayagan lumabas. So sa isip ko, shocks. It looks like I'm gonna be stuck here for a while. I might as well lower my standard to modified pandemic standards. Sabi ko, sige na nga, who can I? Sino sa mga nagme-message
possible.
Sa akin?
Sino sa roster yung possible na pwede?
Sino sa mga naka-waitlist yung so, pwede na?
Okay, so are we talking about fuckboy or fuckgirl?
Fuckboy!
Fuckboy mo na! Ikaw tinuturo ko, may roster ka oh! May fuckboys, may roster sila!
It takes one to attract one! Ask yourself why were you a fuckboy man?
Well, I was young.
Let's ask ourselves why we were attracting fuckboys in our life.
You're right. Actually, now nag-evolve na yung mga fuckboys. Yung mga guys ngayon na they can earn money easily, they're built na, they're like, but they're not pa rin in the position that they want to commit. They will still fuck around and still be a fuckboy.
Yeah, know? I think for me, okay lang naman maging fuckboy I mean, to fuck around kung lalaki kang single ka, wala kang nilolokong girlfriend, wala kang nilolokong asawa, hindi mo rin niloloko yung mga fina-fuck mo. They know where they stand in your life. At least treat them with respect, you know? At least open kayo parehas na fuck
they know,
lang to.
Yeah,
alam
yeah.
yun, hindi may mga fuckboy na gagoy, papaasahin ka, papa-i-inlovein ka
pa, diba?
To
be honest, diba? Fuckboys are gagoy. We cannot define them as like, ganito lang yan. You're gonna come out of your fuckboy series or you're gonna be like a man. Walang mas mabait na fuckboy. Walang ganon. Fuckboys sila because they play with girls' feelings. They play around. They can't commit. They're actually disgusting with their self. That's why they're fuckboys. Like, wala. Alam mo yung mga kids when we were growing up and they don't know what to do, so they keep on cheating and doing stuff.
They don't have certainty of what they want because they don't have a strong sense of self. They don't yeah. know who they are, so they don't know what they want. But anyway, yung fuckboy na yun, na, diba, more than 1 year. So sabi ko, sige na nga, finally, titignan ko kung ano. Kasi parang, may moment na 8 weeks, hindi ko siya ni-reply. Oo, parang sininzone ko lang siya ng 8 weeks. Tapos after 8 weeks, I don't know, for some reason, nag-ano ko, good. Tapos sabi niya, ah, replying in lightning speed. So medyo na-respect ko siya na, ah, because some other guys, pag ginanun mo, nagko-cause agad ng drama, but ngayon ka lang nag-ano, yeah. parang entitled agad sila na dapat replyan mo sila agad-agad. What?
So
I
like
live
he,
for you?
Parang he waited for you to reply and it's not like an issue.
Yeah, it was okay with him. He made a joke out of it. So, na-respect ko siya doon. So, okay yung persistence ng guy nito and confidence niya. He didn't take it against himself na hindi ko siya pinansin ng 8 weeks. For whatever reason, finally, I went out with him. And ayun, he took me out to nice dinners.
Well, he treated you well.
Drinks. He treated me well. Yun, after, dun na lumabas yung pagka-fuckboy, man.
Because after the dinner, that's when it changes.
Kamusta mga tol? Si Kian to. Naghahanap ka ba ng podcast na chill at tamang sound trip lang, ganun? Well, you can join me and my special guest every week as we sit down, relax, and talk about, we can talk about, I don't know. Bahala na. Mas marami atang masayang kwentuhan na nangyayari kapag hindi talaga pinaplano. The I Don't Know Show with me, Kian Cipriano, now streaming on Spotify.
Magkakaiba pero iisa ang misyon. Mark Anthony Fernandez, JC Santos, Diego Loizaga, and Colleen Garcia, a Darna Gang, sa direksyon ni John Ritt, now streaming on Viva Max.
Yeah, and then when we hooked up, sabi niya, before I would just have sex with anyone just for the sex. Eh. Pero ngayon, mas ano na, I think medyo nag-evolve na siya. Ngayon daw, pag nakikipag-sex siya, he wants connection okay. na, ganun. So, na-feel ko naman nag-evolve siya. Pero, I don't know, for some reason, feeling ko na-trigger na naman yung fear niya to be vulnerable and fear of intimacy niya, fear niya to be seen.
So, he's not yet evolved as a fuckboy then. May mga fears and stuff pa siya and he's just wanna play around.
At that point, yeah. So, ayun, I think, na-feel ko, natakot siya, nag-coward dick energitis siya.
He pulled out.
Oh, he ran away and so far away, nag-ibang bansa siya. Yeah. Napakatagal.
Paano natin mapipinpoint what is a fuckboy and who is a fuckboy? Very, very basic. He's playing and using his ego with everything. This is all a game for him. It's just all about ego. If he gets like, makuha niya tong girl na to, okay, I got her, blah, 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 ego, then I'm done with you, play around again for the next challenge. And again, here's the thing. Men are born chasers. Dito na papasok, like, how are we gonna beat these fuckboys in their own game?
Fuckboys are not inherently bad naman. May good side naman sila. When you want to learn great sex, a lot of fuckboys are actually
they will actually open
good.
Doors for you.
Yeah, they
that's
what
but don't fall in love with them, diba?
Yeah, unless they pursued you. Pero if you want someone to take you on another level sexually, sometimes fuckboys can do that.
Because
you know?
They're really good at their own shit. Even I think mga guys, dinadaanan talaga nila yung face na yan.
I think
somehow,
so, yeah, some
no?
guy, yeah.
Somehow.
So it doesn't matter kung fuckboy yung guy or not, whether you trust him or not, as long as you know sa sarili mo, you trust yourself, that whatever the guy does, you're gonna be okay.
Yeah. So this is like, kung saan na pumapasok na, how are you gonna beat them with their game? It's just another one. Like, first of all, girls, how do you beat these fucking fuckboys at their own game? Have a freaking life. You cannot focus on this guy. Have your own roster. Have a hobby. Parang do something with your life. Hindi umiikot yung mundo nyo with this guy because energy is still everything. Once the fuckboy found out na you're like head over heels sa kanya, yeah, you're done. Yeah, the game is over.
Yeah, because the man can feel kung dinedepend mo yung happiness mo sa kanya.
They can feel it. Yeah. Seriously.
And mag-feel nila, ah, this girl doesn't really with me because she loves me. She's with me because she has a need she's trying to fill through me.
Yeah, and also like be a bad bitch. Yeah. These fuckboys, they're attracted to bad bitches. Why? Kasi mas challenging sila. Continue being a bad bitch. If he's not replying to you, don't message him. Basically, don't give him the satisfaction na nakukuha niya with other bitches.
Yeah.
That's how you beat them in their game.
Yeah. We would like to share with you a technique on how to beat fuckboys in their own game, which is called mirroring. You mirror them. When they're being kind to you, you be kind to them. When they're being an asshole to you, you be a bad bitch to them.
But
so you mirror them para ma-feel nila, ah, she's not arriving before me. She's meeting me where I am. Tataas yung respect sa'yo.
But you only mirror them in certain ways. Like if they're fucking other girls, don't go around fucking guys. Kasi, but if that doesn't resonate with
you,
diba?
Yeah. There are things na not worth mirroring. But like little things you can mirror as long as you're not betraying your energy. So kung nagpa-fuck around siya, do you feel like mirroring fucking around? If you don't, then don't. But I mean, mirror it in a way na ignore it, diba? Parang huwag ka mag-react, "Hoy, why did you fuck this other girl? Why did you call him? Why are you? I saw you in her stories." Ganun-ganun. Hindi mo, wala kang pake kung gusto niya gawin yon. You don't own that fuckboy. Just because he fucked you once, doesn't mean entitled ka to control his life.
Yeah, that's true. Also, another way of ending their game is setting boundaries. As a woman, if you are not getting the same treatment, lalo na with the fuckboys, you set boundaries. You show them your standard. Like, I don't fucking need this. You're not gonna reply to me. We just talked last night and now you're giving me a shoulder. Do your own shit. I have standards. And then wait for someone to meet you in that standard. Yeah. Kasi kung hindi ka nila kayang i-meet dun, they're still a fuckboy.
Yeah. Right. And why would you want to be with someone na hindi pasado sa standards mo, di ba? So, ang ibig sabihin ko ng mirroring is that you mirror his level of commitment to you. Kung yung commitment niya sa'yo pang hindi seryoso, huwag ka rin seryoso sa kanya, di ba? Pag nauna ka nagka-feeling sa guy and nag-expect sa guy, biniktima mo yung self mo. We wanna empower women to be the victor and not the victim. You know, to take full responsibility of your feelings and your actions.
And also, actually, as I was saying, men are natural born chasers. If you cannot play this game with them na parang kailangan kanilang habulin, you are playing a very dangerous game.
Yeah.
So, have you ever fallen in love with a fuckboy?
Nagka-feelings.
Nagka-feelings.
But ikaw.
Naalala mo si Starboy?
Uh-oh.
He is the only fuckboy that I had feelings for. Uh-oh. And I realized that he is a fuckboy. Nung time na nakikita ko na hindi na siya, wala na siya sa standards ko, na parang he's doing stuff na hurting me or disrespecting me. So I walked away. So that is the number one thing. You walked away. If you know na hindi na siya level, parang you found out parang he's seeing other guys, pero wala siyang pakialam sa'yo, he's not replying to your messages, literally not caring. Once the guy showed you na he doesn't care, he doesn't fucking care.
Yeah,
guys doesn't
him.
Pretend that they care, okay? Yeah, they would a little bit just to get in your pants.
Yeah, there's like around 1% na men na gagaguhin ka dahil just because gago talaga sila, mga psychopath. But like maybe 90% ng men, nagpa-fuckboy sila not because they wanna hurt you, but because they wanna enjoy their lives. They wanna know themselves through being a fuckboy, whatever, you know? It's not about you. And guys also, like high-value men, want to pursue a woman who they think is a prize. So, kung ikaw nag-chase sa lalaki, it's like you're showing him, I am not the prize you are. That's why I'm chasing you. I'm putting you in the pedestal because I see so much value in you. Niloloko mo yung sarili mo. You're not in love with the man pagka ganun. You're in love with the fantasy na mga inisip mo ng mga potential ng guys gawin para sa'yo.
Another thing, how are we gonna beat them at their own game? Mess with their egos. Fuckboys always mess with girls' ego. That's why yung mga girls is like, my God, why is he ignoring me? I'm so fucking hot or whatever. That's ego. So do the same shit. Mess with their ego. Like, leave them on red. Ignore them. Like what you're saying. Gawin mo lang sa kanila yung ginagawa nila sa'yo. And that shows actually na parang, I'm not gonna chase you. I'm not afraid to cut you off. Like, I'm not afraid to call
because
you out.
I am the prize, you know?
And also, fuckboys end their game by being like, you know, cutting them off and just showing standards and boundaries. That's it.
Yeah.
Because kahit fuckboys to, when you show them your boundaries na parang no way, like, fuck you and your systemized shit, si etong mga fuckboys na to, hindi sila sanay. Nag-freak out sila, oh my God, she left me on red. Like parang, oh my God, she's ignoring me. Oh my God, yeah, hindi to kumakagat sa kanya.
So oh my
parang,
God, hindi to umahabol.
Oh my God, so I need to try harder. They will try harder. And now, you're playing the game because you made the fuckboy chase you by having boundaries and standards.
Yeah. And when you actually show standards, yung lalaki, kahit fuckboy yan, if he's the right man for you, may inspire yan to step up to meet you where you are and your standards. So everything begins and ends with you. If you want a healthy, happy, harmonious relationship with a high-value man, high-value yourself, and be in a healthy, happy, harmonious relationship with you, yourself, first and foremost.
Mare, si Jelly ito.
Si Janice ito.
Si Candy ito.
This is Carmina.
Ito na ang podcast na puro chikahan at marihan. Usapang nanay, tita, sis at Mars, lahat nandito yan. Teka, ano nga bang title na to?
Wala pa? Wala pa talaga?
Wala pa. As in, wala pa kaming title, the podcast.
Now streaming, stream now on Spotify.
Being a bad bitch to beat a fuckboy is parang you have to play, you cannot be played by anyone. That's it. Period. I'm done. Joke. When is dating a fuckboy worth it? It's never worth it, darling. They're I mean, fuckboy for a
if
reason.
If the sex is fucking amazing, it's worth it. It's worth dating. And what if, another thing, the sex is amazing and he spends a lot for you. That's when. Yeah,
that's a fuck man. Yeah.
That's when it's worth it dating a fuckboy. I think I have dated.
Yeah, you did. I know.
I have dated such men.
He's hot. He has money. He's young. He's good looking. Yeah. Dated him, and he
like
is one
8 years younger than me.
He's like one of the hottest fuckboy of Metro Manila.
Yeah,
and he's my best friend. Okay.
Yeah, he used to take me shopping and all that. So,
can you change a fuckboy? How do you change a fuckboy?
You don't. First of all, you don't change a fuckboy because you know how hard it is to change yourself? How can you expect to change someone when it's even so hard to change yourself? For example, nag-set ka ng goal na, I'm not gonna smoke anymore. Imagine how hard it is to not smoke anymore when you're a smoker. So imagine doing it to another person. You cannot change a fuckboy. But you can inspire him to change. You can inspire him to step up by showing him your standard and showing him that if you want a piece of this, you're gonna have to step up to my standard. And if you don't step up to my standard, sorry.
So if like
free tikim lang, free tikim, wala nang ulit.
Like, for example, ikaw, and you fell in love with a fuckboy, and you're like, oh my God, Tina, what am I gonna do? I'm like in love with him. I want to change him. I want him to be a better person. You can actually, like what I said, like set boundaries, blah 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 blah. But yeah, you can never change someone.
Yeah.
It's like a wrong strategy, but the fuckboy would only change kapag nasaktan na yan. Kapag nasaktan na yan ng right girl. Saka lang yan magbabago. Yeah. And also, magta-transform lang din ang guy to be a fuckboy pag nasaktan din yan.
Yeah, ang sakit or pain can actually be very healing and it can catalyze growth in a person. Pag, totoo, pag nasaktan ng right girl, yung tipong, nyari, fuckboy ako, biniktim ako or dinate ko yung isang girl, pero ang lakas pala ng tama ako sa kanya. Tapos, nag-walk away na siya, sinet niya yung standard niya,
you know,
and boundary shit. I still want that girl. Ang sakit ng puso ko, wala siya.
Yeah.
So, I have to step up. If yung lalaki,
how to change a fuckboy? Walk away from them.
Walk away from them.
Break their hearts. Fuck. I don't care. Fuck them and then leave.
I'll fuck them and get some money.
Are you a robber? So what's your message to the fuckboys out there in the universe?
My message to fuckboys is that I hope that actively i-heal nyo yung mga wounds nyo, yung mga fears nyo against commitment and intimacy and being truly seen and fear of being vulnerable to someone. Sana ma-heal nyo yun, actively i-intend nyo na ma-heal nyo yun within themselves and actively intend nyo to find who you really are. Because when you find who you really are, that's the most liberating thing that can happen to you. And when you know who you really are, di ka na malilito sa sarili mo. Ah, gusto ko ba i-fuck to? Gusto ko ba i-fuck to? Gusto ko ba i-fuck to? Magiging clear na sa'yo, sino lang talaga yung gusto mong mag-share ng sacred energy exchange with mo.
Yes.
And that's the right woman for you.
Me, my message is just accept, first of all, that you're a fuckboy because you can't commit into like one person. Second, you are a fuckboy because you hurt girls' feelings. If you hurt one girl's feeling and you cannot apologize and you're like, fuck it, you are a fuckboy. Accept that first. And then if you still want to do that and you want to go to that season of your life as being a fuckboy, okay, enjoy it. But don't mess with girls' head. Sabi mo palang in the first place, I'm gonna fuck, and then that's it. Second, don't hurt girls' feelings because you don't know how you will change someone's heart and mind because of your action because you're a fuckboy. Be a responsible fuckboy. That's it.
What's your message to women na nabiktima ng mga fuckboys or dating a fuckboy or heartbroken by a fuckboy or still hopium pa sa fuckboy, balikan sila ng fuckboy?
You know what? Mangyayari yon. I think at some point of or another, tayo makakaranas tayo na ma-hurt ng fuckboy. But girls, like, just look at it as like parang level up ng life nyo. You are gonna heal more, you're gonna grow, and now you know better. Now you know better na ayaw nyo pala ng ganon, kadiri pala yung ganong situation. Mga stuff na ganun, gawin niyo siya as realization and like cry one day and then stop because he doesn't care. All right? So just put yourself in that fuckboy's position. Bakit niya 'to ginagawa sa akin? Because he doesn't fucking care. Now move on with your life and find someone who will care.
Ako naman, just enjoy the positive. I'm sure may mga happy moments din naman kayo sa fuckboy na yun eh. And then, yung mga nakakasakit na nangyari, hanapin nyo ano yung lesson na na-learn nyo from that and grow from that. Grow through the fuckboys that you go through.
Yes, I love that!
Grow through the man and the circumstances that you go through. Actually, there's always opportunity for growth in everything. And pain is actually an opportunity for a lot of growth. Kasi pag nasaktan ka, tas feeling mo hindi ko nun to kaya, and then may mahanap ka sa within your heart, within your spirit, within your soul, na kaya ko pala. You will discover
so much more to your, like, di ba, yeah, inside of you na hindi mo alam.
Yeah, you had. You
and discover, now you know because of this pain.
Yeah, you will discover strength and courage and power within you that you did not know you had. And dahil sa nasaktan ka, dun, naging catalyst siya na na-discover mo that part of you, that really powerful, strong part of you.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Now, guys, thank you for listening to our Fuckboy series. Episode pala.
To our listeners, please follow us on our Instagram, b.witchesph.
And send us like your comments, your like, if you have any stories, if you have anything that you want us to talk about, just like, you know, send us a message and we will be so happy to read it and have like a conversation about anything that you have questions of. So that's it. And this is Be Witches. I'm Tina Wells.
This is Amanda Culling.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that episode.
Okay.
Lahat ng bahay, may kwento.
Meron po ba tayong susi?
Zian Lim, Marco Gumabao, at Julia Barreto. Bahay na Pula. Now streaming on Viva Max.